Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Every kid should have a hobby, they say. For a lot of kids today, their hobby is their cell phone. For them, staring at their little screen is an obsession. To be fair, many adults I know do the same thing. But I am not obsessed with it. For me, my cell phone is two things. First, an actual phone, and second, a camera. I use it sparingly for both. Unless I'm with my grandchildren, then I take a lot of photos. Let's be clear, I'm not knocking a hobby that becomes an obsession. For me, it's baseball, and more specifically, baseball cards. Like millions of other kids growing up in America in the 1950s, I became a collector of baseball cards at an early age. Whenever I had some coins in my pocket, I would walk to the corner grocery and buy another pack of cards. What I remember so clearly was the smell of the unopened pack, the wax wrapper, and of course, the bubble gum. For me, the pink slab of gum was an unwelcome intruder, something I immediately tossed away. I didn't care about the gum. All I wanted were the cards inside. Over time, I accumulated several hundred of them. I stored the cards in shoe boxes, separating the players by team and wrapping their cards with rubber bands. Here comes the painful part. Eventually, during my high school years, my interests turned to other things, a development that is fairly typical for teenage boys. Even so, I kept my shoeboxes full of cards in my closet, and there they sat, until they didn't. At some point after I headed off to college, my collection disappeared. My mother did not try to deny her part in the mystery. She figured I had moved on and one day threw them all out. It's a sad and familiar story you've heard before, right? Maybe it happened to you. Moms just don't get it. So imagine my surprise recently when I discovered a small batch of cards from the 1950s stashed away in a box in my basement. Somehow, Mom had overlooked them. Let me tell you about them. As I've confided before, I'm a lifelong Cleveland Indians fan. By the way, I still can't call them the Guardians. Forgive me. But what a stash to find all these cards decades later. First, the great second baseman Bobby Avila, the American League batting champion in 1954. Next, Vic Wertz, the power-hitting first baseman, who was robbed of a World Series home run that same year. Then two guys who have always been my two favorite Cleveland Indians of all time, Rocky Colavito, maybe the most popular Cleveland player ever, and still the people's choice after all these years, and Larry Doby, the first African-American in the American League. Herb Scores' card is in the pile. I'm sure he was on a Hall of Fame trajectory until a serious injury changed everything. Finally, there is Al Rosen, the best third baseman in the league in those days. It doesn't matter what team you rooted for, but if you had your own collection of baseball cards, I hope your mom didn't throw them out. The few I have left may not have much financial value, but to me, they're priceless.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.